In Sadr City, the Bronx-sized slum that forms Baghdad's eastern third, a reconnaissance patrol of soldiers from the 1st Cavalry Division, which was just rotating into Iraq, ran into groups of armed fighters from Muqtadir al-Sadr's Mahdi army and was pinned down and isolated overnight. At the same time, Sadr's fighters took over all 7 police stations in the sector. 8 U.S. soldiers were killed and 51 wounded in heavy fighting before they were rescued the next morning. Several hundred Iraqi fighters were believed killed in the encounter. Like the Marines in Fallujah, Army soldiers began to develop a new respect for their foe. The Mahdi Army fought very courageously and demonstrated good tactical patience, waiting to engage until we were within effective range of their weapon systems, Captain John Moore wrote later in describing the fighting in Sadr City. Once battle is joined, Mahdi Army elements demonstrated incredible commitment to recover their casualties and equipment. Next to erupt were Karbala, Basra, and Nasiriyah, 3 of the most important cities in the south, with attacks on police stations and government offices. This was followed by a wave of kidnappings of foreigners, perceived by Iraqis to be working with the occupation. Not only Americans, but also Israelis, South Koreans, Russians, Chinese, and others. Sadr focused the firepower of his Mahdi army not on U.S. troops, but on their local allies in the police and fledgling Iraqi military. The fighting in Fallujah was fierce and surprisingly widespread, involving not just the city, but the roads leading to it. That created quiet concern about supplies. Insurgent attacks had reduced the Marines to just 2 days' worth of some critical goods. On April 7, a Marine supply convoy run by a 25-man platoon was south of Fallujah when it was surprised by a sophisticated half-mile-long ambush that began with a volley of RPG fire followed by mortar shells. Then, approximately 10 machine guns opened up from bunkered positions, according to Marine documents. The Marines, following their training, attacked into the ambush, killing 26 enemy fighters out of an estimated total of 40 to 60. 1 Marine was killed and 6 others were wounded, 4 severely. Marines involved in the action were awarded 5 of the nation's highest medals, 1 Navy Cross and 4 Silver Stars. "We'll get Fallujah under control," Abizaid vowed in an interview on April 8. But the next day, the order came down to stop. It isn't really clear where the order came from. Some Marines believed it had come from the White House. One former State Department official said on background that he thought it was ordered by Bremer, who, despite his lack of authority over military operations, was worried that the Fallujah battle was destroying support for the occupation within Iraq. So, on April 9, the first anniversary of the fall of Baghdad, the Marines found themselves implementing a unilateral ceasefire. "We were relatively close to seizing the final objectives," Colonel Tulin remembered. Mattis was furious. 39 Marines and U.S. soldiers had died. For what? "If you're going to take Vienna, take fucking Vienna," he snarled to General Abizaid, updating a famous comment made by Napoleon Bonaparte. Abizaid only nodded, Mattis recalled. Mattis believed he had the enemy on the ropes and was within a few days of finishing them off. The insurgents lacked bunkers and ammunition. They weren't able to get additional supplies through the cordon the Marines had thrown up around the city. He went out to see Tulin, operating out of a command post in Jolan, a neighborhood in northwest Fallujah. "He was very frustrated," recalled Tulin. "It was hard for him to tell me. He didn't understand why we were told to stop." For another 2 weeks, the Marines stood by, expecting to go back into the city. But then, after a series of quiet conversations among the U.S. government and its allies, word trickled down to the Marines that the White House thought that resuming the attack could shatter the coalition. Bremer told Abizaid that the Fallujah attack was threatening to fracture Iraqi support for the American presence. "If you're not confused," Mattis told Bing West on April 26, "then you don't know how complex the situation is." But the Marines had no uncertainty about their unhappiness with the outcome. As Lethen, the division operations officer, noted, "Our job was not to be emotional. Our job was to put lipstick on that pig as best we could.